Yerushalmi Masses corresponding to Bavli Bechayus Daf Yud Gimel. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Gimel Amad Aleph at the last line on the page, Tani Sadeh. Tani Sadeh Shevia Shlish Lifnei Goy Velokcha Mimenu Yisol Rabbi Kiva Oime HaTosefes Potter Vechachamayimim HaTosefes Chayev. The Baisa says that if it grew a third under the Gentile's possession and a Jew then bought it, Rabbi Kiva says that the Tosefes, which is the extra growth, is exempt and the Chacham say that it's obligated. Rabbi Avina Ula ba Yishmol b'shem v'laza afrachom leichay chivu b'toisefes ela she'avar shemaya sheni sheni oni oni. Ravina and Ula ba Shmuel, quoting v'laza, said that even the chacham only obligated the toisefes for the past year if it was a year of masa sheni, it's masa sheni. If it's a year of masa oni, it's masa oni. Tani Rabbi Yonasan Rabbi Yosi oime minayin letevua shevi shlish lifnei Rosh Hashanah koinza oisa b'shviyis talmud loima v'asafteth tevasa b'shviyis. The Baisa says from Rabbi Yonasan by Rabbi Yosi, from where is it known that if produce grew a third before Rosh Hashanah of Shvius, even if it continued growing afterwards, it may be gathered in Shvius? The Pasuk says in Vayikra Perek Chof Hei Pasuk Gimel and Dalad, you may sow your field for 6 years, and for 6 years you may prune your vineyard, and gather in its produce, but in the seventh year the land shall have a complete rest. Now the juxtaposition of these two phrases permits gathering certain produce in Shvius, despite the prohibition of Sefichim. Rabbi Avina Ula bar Yishmol b'shem Rav Laza Asya de Rabbi Yonasan b'Rabbi Yosi b'shita Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Kamad Rabbi Kiva Oma Acha Shlish Arishon at Mahalich Kain Rabbi Yonasan Rabbi Yosi Oime Acha Shlish Arishon at Mahalich. Ravina and Ula bar Yishmol, quoting Rav Laza, said that Rabbi Yonasan b'Rabbi Yosi follows the view of his teacher Rabbi Kiva, just as Rabbi Kiva said that we follow the growth of its first third, so too Rabbi Yonasan b'Rabbi Yosi taught this. Am Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Avina, Tautin Milin Asin Amrin Ve'inan Pligin Hada Al Hada. Hacha Asin Marin Afrachamin Leichivu B'Tosefes El Sha'avar Shemaya Sheni Sheni Ani Ani. V'Hacha Asin Marin Asya Rabbi Yonasan Rabbi Yosi B'Shitas Rabbi Kiva Rabbi. Rabbi Zeira asked Rabbi Avina, two things that you said contradict each other. Early you said that according to the Rabbanon, even though the Tosefes that grew in the possession of the Jew is obligated in Masa, nevertheless for establishing the year of Masa we follow when it grew a third. And here you say that if produce grew a third before Shvius, there's no prohibition of Svichim, which you said specifically follows Rabbi Akiva. Ida Asya de Rabbi Yonasan b'Rabbi Yosi b'shittas Rabbi Akiva Rabbi, Kamad Rabbi Akiva oiseh Svichim Torah, Ken Rabbi Yonasan b'Rabbi Yosi oiseh Svichim Torah. And if you say that Rabbi Yonasan b'Rabbi Yosi follows his teacher Rabbi Akiva, you will need to conclude that the prohibition of Svichim is from the Torah, as does Rabbi Akiva. Heviya pachas mishlish lifnei shviyis v'nechnasa shviyis asur mishim svichim v'lechala aleh kadusha shviyis shikvar hayu asovim, they should say. If produce grew less than a third before shviyis and shviyis arrived, it's prohibited as svichim, but if you pick them as stalks, since those stalks grew before shviyis, they are not prohibited. And we skip the next five words. It should now be Heviya pachas mishlish lifnei shminis v'nechnasa shminis moteres mishim svichim v'lechala alehem kadusha shviyis. If they grew less than a third in Shvius before the eighth year, and the eighth year arrived, they're not prohibited as Svichim, but if you pick them as stalks, since those stalks grew in Shvius, they are prohibited. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Trehoin, Moen, Moedim Chacham, Rabbi Kiva, Besidim Shoshnaim, Shoshonim, Shem Haya Sheni Cheni, Oni Oni. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish both said that the Chachamim agreed to Rabbi Kiva that as for establishing the year for Maaseh, we follow when it grew a third, and if it was a year of Maaseh Sheni, it's Maaseh Sheni. If it's a year of Maaseh Oni, then it's Maaseh Oni. And Rabbi Yochanan, Hefka Hekdish Vesuri, should say, Machleikes Rabbi Kiva v'Chachamim. Rabbi Yochanan said that if it grew a third when Hefka, which is ownerless, in the possession of Hekdish or in Suya, then it's a dispute between Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim. And Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Moed Rabbi Kiva l'Chachamim b'chanat v'ashrasha. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish says that Rabbi Kiva agrees to the Chachamim that for a tree we follow its time of budding, and for seeds we follow when it took root. Zohar b'chorva b'heviya shlish v'sichach agabo. If a person sowed in an abandoned house without a roof, and it grew a third, and he then roofed it, adat Rabbi Kiva atosefes chayiv v'adateyu d'rabbonon atosefes potter. According to Rabbi Kiva, atosefes is obligated, and according to Rabbonon, it's exempt. If he sowed in a house and it grew a third and he removed the roof, and we skip the next few words. According to Rabbi Kiva, Tosefes is exempt, and according to Rabbonon, then it's obligated. And the Gemara asks the question, does the same dispute apply to the obligation to separate challah? I mean, if the grain grew a third in a Gentile's possession and then a Jew then bought it, if it's made into dough, is it obligated in challah? Ma'at boy, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva Omar, Peiros Chutz La'aretz, Shenichnasu La'aretz, Chayovim B'chala, and Yisbo Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Eleza, Yois At Makshi. The Gemara rejects this and says, why do you have a question according to Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Kiva holds that even if produce was completed in Chutz La'aretz and brought into Eretz Yisrael, it's obligated in Chala. Only if Rabbi Kiva would hold the opposite, like Rabbi Eleza, would you have the question. Rabbun Bachia, boy, Koimi Rabbi Zeira, Zohar Ba'atzis Shenenokov, Venokav. Rabbun Bachia asked Rabbi Zeira, if a person planted in an unperforated plant pot and it grew a third, and he then perforated it, is the Tosefis obligated in Maaseh? Amalei Achshav Nokav, Rabbi Zeira answered that since the hole was made after it grew a third, it falls into the same dispute as Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanon. Amar Rabbi Avin asked Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, B'shitas ben Gamliel, Zekenoi, Tanin and Tamon, Yisol Shah Yawisin, Lagoyim, Besuya, Rebleze Mechayev, Perusehem, Lamasas, Uleshvius, Ruan Gamliel, Paita. Rabbi Avin says that Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel follows the view of his predecessor, Rabban Gamliel, as the Mishnah in Maseches Chala teaches that if Jews were sharecroppers for Gentiles in Suya, Rebleze obligates their produce in Masas and Shvius, Rabban Gamliel exempts them. Rabbi Oyim Elefi Cheshboin al Roshah. Now, back in our Mishnah, Rebbe taught that he should tie the corn to the calculation. This refers to the calculation of what grew after the tithing season arrived while it was still in his possession.